Hello again, everybody. Found myself sitting at home this morning, so I thought I'd click open the laptop and have a look at the very best journalism Britain's got to offer. Hate reading The Guardian. Haven't done one for a while. I just like to have a bit of a ramble about a Guardian article which jumps out at us. And this one's a beauty. It's called, "I was raised as a Native American, then a DNA test rocked my identity," by Sequoia Yahueki, or something like that. Oh, Christ knows how you say that. "Finding out my dad lied about his heritage has forced me to radically question who I am." So it's an Asian fella of some sort, and he thought he was a Native American with everything that came with it, all the victim points. and it turns out he's not. It's Pocahontas 2.0. And his dad turns out to be a complete bullshit artist. And by the looks of him, there's a little picture there. He just looks Chinese. And the DNA test that he's had, yeah, he's sort of a mixture, by the looks of it, between Chinese, or at least East Asian, and a bit of black. But he's only actually 9%. Indian, and of course he's built his entire identity on it, and it's been a bit of a traumatic thing for him to have to deal with. So in this article he puts, "This dubious 9% is a far cry from the Indian identity I had always believed myself to have. I had felt that although I didn't belong in the groups around me, in the deepest sense, being Indian, I belonged in the Americas, in a way that the descendants of European settlers never would. I was proud of that, because it was something that couldn't be taken away until it was." Now you can just imagine how much of a twat this kid was in his college lectures or whatever it will be, when he's saying to European Americans that they were immigrants and that this was his homeland and all that kind of thing. And he's lost it. He's lost the ability to say that. And that's the problem. So he's looking for answers. Where's he going to go? I'm not going to read through all of this because there really is a rambling sort of load of crap, really, about what his sister said and meeting his new relatives and his sister. Oh, God. But we get to the meat of it, and he says, "The ancient thought experiment, the ship of Theseus, asks how we are to understand permanence in objects. Is a ship the same ship if, to fight rot and the other ravages of time, we change one plank and then another until there is nothing of the original ship left? These metaphysical problems about permanence and change hide a methodological problem about how we define what is changing and what is staying the same." So this is essentially an argument the left make, where there is no real identity if you just keep deconstructing it enough. We're all one race, the human race. We're so mixed up that there is no real identity to be had, so it's futile even trying. Well, that's fair enough, but he's not going to apply it to the Native Americans, is he? Because next he tells us, "DNA tells us a lot of interesting things, but it is not definitive. It can only dig so far back before it starts depending on things other than DNA to make sense of the data. In other words, if DNA goes back far enough, Englishness, for instance, gets lost in the melting pot of its own past, from its colonial empire to its Brittonic settlers. How do we decide which different groups matter to English identity?" So we've switched from Native Americans to the English, the European people. If we're going to start breaking down the merits of identity, then why didn't he begin with Native Americans? Why is he, as soon as he started to use critical theory and deconstructionist arguments, he no longer applied it to the Native Americans, and he's just lost the right to be called one, and 9% is pathetic. It's not enough. So, it's time to deconstruct the idea of ethnic identity. So he immediately switch gears and we head over to Europe to deconstruct the English. Why doesn't he deconstruct the Sioux or the Native Americans, the Indians? Why can't he be accepted as a Sioux or a Blackpaw or whatever they call themselves? If you aren't Indian enough at 9% DNA, if that's true for you, then why should I respect the English football team or London or the British government as being something belonging to me? And he says, my own story puts me face to face with a specific kind of rupture. The stories I have told about myself my whole life are based on certain material aspects that my narrative self depended on. Now I am working from a fractured narrative because of a material change, but this cannot be reduced to the ancient problem of change either. I'm not changing one plank at a time. Rather, I have found that there was never any ship, but I still try to stay afloat. So he's lost his ethnic identity, and you can see there's a way I've sort of structured it here. There's a three part. There's the shock. He's lost his identity. He's not what he thought he was, and then he's going to start and deconstruct the idea of identity. But he's not going to do it against the Indians. He's going to apply it to Europeans, and then finally he's going to go full postmodern and decide that he's just going to make up his own identity, which is the preferred sort of tactic that people deal with it today. That's what the globalists want. They want a world which the individual just makes up its own identity, and that identity will be supplied through consumer goods and the sort of sexual identities, which are also deconstructive, like trannies and lesbians and gays and everything like that. But in the racial way, what he's done is lost his identity, and to be fair, he doesn't actually have a real one because he just seems to be a big mix-up of everything. And so that then becomes his identity. The non-identity becomes his identity, and he's going to now attack the European identities, not the Native American identities. He's not going to deconstruct that. And the thing is, that's what he was doing in the first place. We go back to the earlier comment that he made, where he liked to say to Europeans in America that he was more of that country than they were. So he was already doing that because he never had. This is the big shock if you ever listen to this video. You were never a real Indian anyway. You just used the Indian identity as a cudgel to guilt trip Europeans. And now you've lost it. So all you've done is slightly do a little hop, skip, and a leap. And you're going to go full deconstructionist again against Europeans. So what difference does it make? You were already an atomized individual with no real identity in the first place. You just made it all up. I've got more respect for an Indian who sits in a wooden shack in the woods and is an authentic Indian than what I have some bullshitter at the Guardian who only ever uses as a hammer to beat Europeans. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit. I'll catch you later, folks.